Well, let me talk to Tom Palladino, who's this week's paradigm shifter. Tom was on about a month ago, and we want to talk about how you and I can employ and put to use some of the most empowering energies that exist for you and I, and he's calling them scalar energies. And I immediately asked him about Mercury retrograde. So here we go, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here once again, Veronica.
It's wonderful to talk with you again. You're so, your work gives me a sense of how we can each of us really empower ourselves. I mean, you're empowering a lot of us in our healing, but you know what I mean?
So
talk briefly about the planets and then we'll get to work on your amazing magic here.
Sure. Well, as a background, I work with energy, scalar energy, which is also known as prana, zero point energy, pyramid energy, world energy, universal energy, that universal consciousness. It's different than that of electricity. Well, I've made a career.
Wait, why is it different? Is it because of the nature of the waves and how they move?
Yes, correct. They're two different forms of energy.
Okay.
Scalar energy and electricity are different. That one can convert into the other, but nonetheless, they are. Their configuration is different. Their capability is quite different. Different properties, different characteristics. They're different energies. Well, I always tell people I much prefer scalar energy for so many reasons. It's pure. It's clean. It's an infinite supply of energy. And this type of energy never dies. It does not experience entropy. In other words, when this energy is being broadcast throughout the universe, it will not attenuate. Its signal stays the same no matter where it is in the universe, as opposed to electricity and magnetism that do experience a weakening or an entropy. Well, we could get into that for weeks. We could discuss that. But
I want to say right away, so what is Mercury retrograde in terms of what you're just explaining to us about the infinite energy motion? Why do people experience disruption or, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Well, let's look at scalar energy in and of itself. Scalar energy is a double helix. It's a perfect conjugated wave, if you will. Now, anytime there is an interruption in our psyche or in our aura or our biochemical mechanism, it's really because we go outside of that paradigm. In other words, if we're in a scalar energy environment, it's perfect. Now, some people in Mercury retrograde or in other instances such as solar flares or during different lunar phases, they're subject to the electromagnetic spectrum. And it is the electromagnetic spectrum, electricity and magnetism, that has this, what I consider a deleterious, a harmful effect on the body.
Hmm.
So my point is really quite simple. Scalar energy is perfect. It cannot do any harm to the body, whereas the imperfect energy is electricity and magnetism. And this type of energy, the electromagnetic spectrum, that's where the harm comes from. And we see that in not only the cycles of the moon and Mercury retrograde, but we see that in this world. Anybody who lives close to a high tension wire will experience this adverse effect of having this preponderance of electromagnetic energy.
And the adverse effect will be, so let's go back to Mercury retrograde before I get interested in so many other things.
Sure. Okay. Well, there's always a cause and effect. And
right.
I can't put my finger precisely on it as to why Mercury retrograde might in some way impair upon somebody's thinking, their clarity, somebody's mood, etc. But I will say in a larger context, all of that has to point to the two different paradigms, the two different energies that exist. If we're not experiencing this unity, this wholeness, it's because we're out of the scalar energy paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, if we are in a scalar energy environment, it's perfect. I believe we become, if you will, discombobulated when we have a preponderance of electromagnetic energy. I am not a fan of the electromagnetic spectrum. I believe the human soul, the mind, and the body were created to live in a perfect scalar energy environment, not an electromagnetic environment.
But wait a sec, Tom, don't some people have a preponderance of electromagnetic energy themselves when they're born?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. We all do. Mm. I'll go back to a theological discussion. I believe God created us to live exclusively in a scalar energy environment. That's how fundamental this is.
Okay.
I have a Christian background, so from this theological standpoint, I believe Adam and Eve were created to live exclusively in a scalar energy environment, which is perfect unity. Whereas once Adam and Eve fell from their lofty state, they inherited a different nature, which was the electromagnetic spectrum. And where Adam and Eve are now subject to nature, to the contrary, when they controlled scalar energy, Adam and Eve had dominion over nature. And that's how fundamental this discussion could be. I hope it is. Adam and Eve had dominion over nature, meaning they could control the physical world, as well as the cognitive and the spiritual world in many ways. They had dominion over nature. Well, when Adam and Eve lost that gift, then they fell from grace, and now we are living subsequently in the electromagnetic spectrum in which we are subject to nature. We no longer have dominion over nature. So,
But nature doesn't provide the electromagnetic, does it?
Well, it does. Let me put that in context.
Okay.
All energy originates from the stars as scalar energy. Our sun is a star. The stars are the universe. All celestial bodies originate as scalar energy. That's the point of origin. Now, mm-hmm. within the center of all stars is perfection.
Okay.
Sunlight is perfection. As that energy is broadcast throughout the universe, it degrades into electromagnetic energy. So my point is this. The perfect environment is within the center of a star. That's perfect scalar energy. Anything outside of that domain, outside of that environment, is electromagnetic energy, and it is imperfect. Now, are we experiencing the vagaries in this world of Mercury retrograde and other phenomenon? Of course we are. Why? Because we're subject to nature. We do not have dominion over nature. If we were scalar energy beings entirely, we would never be subject to Mercury retrograde or to lunar phases or to the tides, if you will, or to anything. We would be impervious. We could not be harmed. To the contrary, it's these shifts, it's these cycles, these vagaries, it's the inconsistencies that in many ways wage war against our mind and our body.
Well, tell me this, Tom. Do you think that we're able to evolve beyond the influences of, for example, the electromagnetic? Do you think we're able to step out of this programming,
yes.
if that's what it is?
Yes, I do. And here's a great example.
Okay.
Again, there's two energies in the universe. Scalar energy is perfect, and the electromagnetic spectrum is imperfect. Well, all of us should say if we had our druthers, we'd rather live in a scalar energy environment. It's that simple. You know, science, physics is really simple. I'm trying to boil this down to make it simple. I'm not being condescending. It's simple. That's the only way I can understand it. So, with that in mind, our soul, everybody has a soul.
Yes.
Everybody has a spirit. The soul, the spirit, is composed exclusively of scalar energy.
See, I can believe that, yeah.
Because it's non-physical, and it lasts, it's eternal. And it's lofty. It's sublime. Well, I would rather just simply be scalar energy. I would rather be non-physical, lofty, sublime, and perfect. That's the human soul. I'd much rather not be subject to nature.
Well, tell me this. I'm going to reduce it here to the third dimension in a way. Not reduce it, but, you know, try to bring it into our personal existence. And if I, I'm calling in the higher consciousness, I'm calling in my higher self, and I'm intending for my friend to have a wonderful day. I'm intending for myself to, you know how we do this, affirmations and so on. Am I emitting more of a scalar wave at that point?
Yes. And you're very good at that. Frankly, everybody's a scalar energy expert, and likewise you are. Why? Because by your mood, you're an upbeat person, and you're educated, and you're always projecting yourself to people. Well, what do I mean by that? Any type of projection of happiness, of a good thought or a prayer, is a projection of scalar energy. So what am I saying?
So an anxiety might be an electrical energy?
Well, even an anxiety is scalar energy. It's your choice to broadcast scalar energy to the positive or the negative. What am I saying? Every thought, every emotion is intelligence. What type of intelligence? It's scalar energy. And yes, there is phenomenon associated in the electromagnetic spectrum, obviously, with thinking as well as with feelings. Point, in fact, is this. Our human mind, the brain, our human heart are two functioning, beautiful scalar energy instruments, so to speak. The mind, the brain, as well as the heart, broadcast scalar energy. Now, you do that very well. Why? Because you care about people, you have a heart for people, and you're conducting this radio program, and you're thinking, and you're projecting your good thoughts. You're constantly projecting positive energy, as they say. Well, what is that? Again, any thought, any feeling is really a projection of energy. What type of energy? Scalar energy. Everything involves intelligence. Hmm. And again, you're a great example of that, Veronica, and I'm sure many in the listening audience are likewise of your ilk. You're a happy, upbeat, educated person, and you're trying to help, and you're doing a great job.
And what the help is about empowering people, isn't it? I mean, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Wow. Well, I would really like to talk about some specifics now. I'm going to go back into your website, which is called Self Heal Go. And you have some absolutely stunning examples of people being healed with the use of scalar waves. Oh, I should introduce you. This is Tom Palladino, who's going to tell you a little bit about who he is. And his website is Self Heal Go. And he's done a lot of miraculous healing things with scalar waves. And you can do them too, he says. Right, Tom?
Yes. Why? Because everybody has, to some extent, control over scalar energy. Every time we think, every time we feel, every time we pray, we are broadcasting, we are emanating scalar energy.
Isn't that exciting?
It is. Fascinating.
So I want you to tell people about some of the stuff that's on your website is absolutely amazing about what you've dealt with people like chronic illnesses.
Sure.
And you use a thing called pathogen cleanse. So
yes.
you're directing scalar waves in order to... Yeah, oh, no, wait a sec. Is that what you're doing, is directing scalar waves?
Exactly. I'm able to take I have scalar energy instruments. I'm able to take those instruments, broadcast that energy, and in so doing, I'm able to break apart germs. Scalar energy, once again, is a dominion, if you will, over nature. Well, I have a scalar energy instrument that allows me to have dominion over germs, over pathogens. I have dominion, control over viruses, bacteria, fungi. And in so doing, I can control those germs. I can easily, with this light energy, I can easily break apart germs.
Are you saying that when you say dominion over, are you saying that you're able to hold them and presence their, for example, motion of their wavelengths and help disperse it?
Disperse it or disassemble it. What do I mean? I'm able to disassemble. I'm able to change the molecular structure of a virus or a bacterium, to break down that molecular structure and to reduce it into elements.
Wow.
Scalar energy allows me to break apart, to disassemble a germ. I do this routinely. People come to me with herpes infection. I am able to disassemble, to break apart the herpes virus.
How long does it take?
One treatment.
Wow.
Why? Exactly. Why? Because scalar energy is a fundamental force in nature. And with that fundamental force, I developed a technique and perfected that technique whereby I can broadcast this energy and easily break apart the herpes virus. Well, I can also do that with many other germs, such as the HIV virus. I'm able to have control over germs. I do that by way of scalar energy.
When you say break apart, okay, so what about psoriasis? What about skin things? What about, they come from a genetic place, do they not?
That's correct. That's
and
correct.
Does that matter at all?
It does. I'm not able to correct the genetic code. I cannot reprogram the genome. I have three processes that work and that I have control over. I'm able to disassemble over 60,000 species of germs presently.
That's not bad.
Exactly. Secondly, I'm able to assemble with scalar energy nutrients such as vitamins and minerals. I'm able to assemble over 240 micronutrients inside the body. I do it all by way of light, by way of scalar energy.
Well, wait a sec. When you say reassemble, does that mean you reformat them or what?
Sure. Well, when I assemble vitamins, let's pick out vitamin C. I actually can instruct my scalar energy instrument to assemble a micronutrient. Well, if I want to isolate on vitamin C, then I simply instruct my scalar energy instrument to broadcast the intelligence or the harmonic that's necessary to form the molecular structure of vitamin C.
Okay.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's dominion over nature. I have control over physical form.
So we could be breatharians if we worked this well.
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes, yes.
So you can reconstruct the cellular replications. And that's very exciting, actually.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's where we're going with this. And you get it, Veronica. It gives us control over nature. So my statement is this. Scalar energy will allow us to assemble what is favorable. We will be able to assemble any molecule, chemical, any metal, etc., by way of scalar energy that's beneficial to mankind. And to the contrary, we can disassemble pollutants, toxins, anything that's harmful.
And so I was just going to ask you if you can purify water.
Yes, yes, you can. And if we take all of this into consideration, what does it mean? Well, scalar energy will be the tool that we can control nature with. It's a tool, again. It's a primal force in nature. And that tool allows us to control, once again, physical matter. Scalar energy is opening the door so that we can have dominion over nature.
Wow. So, let's talk about some, like Ebola. Let's talk about some of the kind of more lethal illnesses that we hear about.
Sure.
You said you have already had success with AIDS, HIV.
Yes, I have. It's frankly, it's rather routine and easy, common to disassemble the HIV virus.
Really? Really?
Yes. Scalar energy is the tool. It's not necessarily anything exceptional that I'm doing. No. It's my ability with a scalar energy instrument to control, to have mastery over a germ. Yes. With my scalar energy instrument, I can disassemble, I can break down the molecular, the genetic structure, if you will, of the HIV virus and eradicate it. Yes.
Do you think that we, you probably could explain the process of us getting ill, for example. Somebody's really emotionally down and suddenly gets a terrible cold, or I remember once going through a lot of changes and I was depressed and I kept getting sort of time-released pneumonia, boom, 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 like that. And I knew it. My brain's going, for heaven's sakes, you know, it's just depression, so get this sorted out. Or grief. It was grief, you see. So are you saying this is also a way of explaining that and breaking into that process with a different kind of energy?
Yes, yes, I would. Now, let me break down illness in a number of categories. I concentrate specifically on pathogenic illness. Why? I've discovered a technique whereby I can easily, painlessly break apart pathogens, germs. While there's other illnesses, such as genetic disorder, I cannot touch that now. in the future, I believe scalar energy will allow us to reprogram a genetic dysfunction, a genetic manipulation, if you will. And in so doing, we'll be able to correct the human genome. And in many ways, if we can do that, we can either cure or prevent many of these genetic disorders. However, I have to underline that matter. I cannot do that now. That's something futuristic. Well, if we could do that with scalar energy, then eventually we'll be able to either prevent or cure cancer also. So scalar energy is a programming tool. Scalar energy allows us to program the human body, including the DNA, including our genetic structure.
So you could probably, let me see. You know what I'm getting the sense of, Tom, is that you're trying to help us. We're kind of confined in this dance between the electrical energies and the scalar. You're trying to help us flow scalar energies through our being. And that could include getting pregnant, could it? I mean, it could include fertilizing our own egg, that sort of thing. Yes. Is that right?
Yes. Scalar energy controls everything. It has a profound effect on all biochemical processes and all physiological matters. Do I foresee in the future that scalar energy could be used as a means of enhancing fertility? Of course, yes, I do. I cannot do that now. That's something out of my reach right now.
Okay.
But again, it's a fundamental force in nature. It has such wide applications and long-standing, great promise to have long-standing upshot and results that, yes, that this is the force that we've been looking for. People have said, what is that universal life force? It's scalar energy. And in so doing, we will have this ability to control, once again, nature, including our human body.
Is it control, Tom, or is it sort of getting in a romance with it instead? Or
I have scientific instruments so I can control this energy. Now, all of us have some type of control over scalar energy. Again, the human heart, the human mind are really scalar energy generators. They're incredible scalar energy generators. We haven't understood, we've not been educated as to how to control this energy. If we really understood it, then we could control it incredibly. We've not advanced to that point, sadly.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think the word control probably will bother some of my listeners as well, right? Do you know what I mean?
I understand that. And perhaps tongue in cheek, but what am I getting at? This is for our benefit. I want this to be friendly. I don't want anybody to feel threatened about this. Mm-hmm. There's simply two energies in the universe, and we've not attended to that fact that scalar energy exists, and in my estimation, it's far, far superior to that of electricity. So we have two options. What is your decision? My decision is to work with scalar energy. I want to leave electricity and magnetism behind.
Right.
To me, those are inferior types of energy.
Wow, I love that. You know, Mary Baker Eddy in the 1800s said something similar. She didn't have your scientific wisdom, but she said something similar. And I guess that universal truths are ancient, aren't they?
Of course they are.
But I often think that we are microcosms of all of the universal information. And it seems to me what you're saying is releasing us to being able to flow in that amazing wisdom of universal flow. Is that right, or expansion?
It is. That's what scalar energy is. It's the universal flow. And I want, again, everybody to embrace this.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, all of you in this listening audience, you are experts with scalar energy. You have to be. Mm-hmm. Your bodies are filled with scalar energy. The human mind operates by way of, functions by way of scalar energy. The heartbeat, the human heartbeat, is made possible by the intelligence of the stars. The energy of the stars, scalar energy, is responsible for everybody's heartbeat. This is how universal, how fundamental scalar energy is. We've never put it in that context, though. We don't understand the profound effect that scalar energy has on our bodies.
Well, we think of ourselves as very separate from a lot of that, but what I'm understanding is you're saying, no, we're embodying it and can use it and can yes. send it and can experience it. Am I right?
Exactly, Veronica. And why do we call it the universe? Because we're all united.
That's right.
It's really, it's one gigantic hologram. We're not separate from the universe. We all are part of this hologram. And that should be a welcomed thought. That should, in many ways, enthrall us. It makes me very excited. We're all part of this universal consciousness. You could call it the love of God or the mind of God. It is. We're all part of that.
So it's our divinity as well.
Yes, God is sharing his divinity with us. Exactly.
Well, tell me, Tom, how did you discover all this? How did you start participating in this? Because I think it is a participation, don't you?
It really is. You can't, so to speak, be in the bleachers. You have to be out on the playing field to understand this. You have to live this. I live this. I breathe this. I come from a Christian background. For instance, Veronica, when Jesus said, pray unceasingly, why would he say that? Well, what's the whole point of this? Every prayer is intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what type of prayer is it? It's scalar energy intelligence. So every time we pray, we change the world. We change ourselves. We change the world for the better. That's wonderful. And once you understand this, whether it's from a theological background or a scientific background or a pragmatic background, everything is energy. Energy is that first expression. It's God's direct expression. Well, once you participate in that energy to a fuller capacity, your life is elevated. And that's what I want people to establish and to embrace. Scalar energy is going to elevate everybody. That's the point of this.
So, how did you, like, can you tell us a bit about you? Because I understand what you mean. Like, one of the things I like about the praying or certain gatherings of people around a conscious intention from the heart, you know, that sort of thing, you always feel better, right?
What
happened in your life that you really turned this into your career from wisdom?
In many ways, I was influenced by a few scientists as a youngster. Nikola Tesla, many of you are familiar with this great man, Nikola Tesla.
Oh, for sure.
A great pioneer, not only in electricity, but in scalar energy. I believe scalar energy was really brought into vogue by Tesla, even though we don't realize that scalar energy really was heralded in many ways by Tesla's experiments, especially the latter part of his life, and then a few other scientists. Hieronymus is one of them. Those two men, Tesla and Galen Hieronymus, served in many ways as my starting point for scalar energy research. And I also had the emphasis, I want to make very clear, that God, I think, is with me and God inspires me. And it's a combination of scientific inquiry, a lot of study, hard work, and a good deal of prayer and meditation. You put that all together, you can make incredible advances. I believe I've made significant advances as far as scalar energy, to the point that I can help millions of people overcome pathogenic infection.
I love it. I love it. So give us some more. Did you do that? First of all, before we leave you, did you ever do that? Did you have a miracle healing or anything?
Well, when I first started, this is 25 years ago now, Veronica, I first started treating myself with scalar energy. At that particular time, I was suffering from a cold. I had bronchitis. And right after I treated myself with scalar energy, I realized I could breathe easily. I had no more congestion or phlegm. I said to myself, this is incredible. It really does work. What I theorized about and what I read about from Tesla and Hieronymus, I put it into practice and I started to treat myself. Well, I could easily cure myself of bronchitis in a couple hours.
Tell people how you did it.
How do I do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, that was before you had machines, am I right?
No, this is with the advent, with the first machines I started to develop.
Okay.
I knew that I could overcome any type of pathogenic infection if I had a photograph of the pathogen. Now, let me explain that.
Oh, that's interesting.
I actually take a magnified photograph of a germ, a pathogen, and I place it inside a scalar energy instrument. The instrument then picks up the energy from that germ, and it will broadcast it into the human body. Well, that's what I've been able to do. I take, for instance, if a bacterium, I can actually take a photograph of Staphylococcus aureus, place it inside my instrument, and that informational input then will be broadcast into the human body. And that information will break apart Staph aureus in the body. Well, how does that work? It works on the same principle that you can shatter glass with sound or with your voice. Some people are able to shatter a wine glass with their voice. It's the law
or
of resonance.
Or a relationship.
Yes. I like that. You're touche. I like that. So that's how I work with scalar energy. I match up the germ by way of a photograph, and then I broadcast that energy into the human body. And as simplistic as that might sound, that's the informational input necessary to unbind, to change the geometry of a germ. The germ.
So is this radionics, Tom?
Yes. Many people call it radionics or energy healing. Some people say, well, you're taking the life force of a germ and you're responding with the anti-life force or the reverse phase angle. And all of those are true explanations.
Huh. Well, when I see it, I go, well, is that, I think I would put it very, 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 very simplistically in an innocent way. It's like you mobilize things because the germs are densifying and creating their own mitosis or meiosis or whatever it is. But you're creating a pathway where they don't need to do that or something. It's just like they get to flow on or something. Go.
Well, consider there's lines of force, or consider that everything is a geometry in
okay.
the universe.
Right.
Now, that geometry is organized. Even if you're a germ, you have a great deal of geometry, intelligence, organization. What do I do with my scalar energy instrument? I introduce chaos into a germ.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Or the reverse phase angle, or the anti-life angle energy, or the death expression, if you will. Call it what you will.
But Tom, they always say you have to go into chaos in order to change. So I'm going, oh, that's just a perfect example, as above, so
okay.
below, eh?
Yes, exactly. Well, in this context, yes, that is perfect. A germ is organized. A germ has geometry. It has intelligence. It has structure. Well, what do? I broadcast scalar energy into that germ, and the germ is reduced to chaos. The geometry breaks apart. Exactly.
That's fascinating. So tell us about what your machine was made of. Does it use gasoline? No, I'm teasing.
No,
because of the
no,
time.
that's the beauty of it. My scalar energy instrument is an instrument that does not move. What do I mean? It has no moving parts.
Okay.
Well, the key is this. It gathers information. It gathers the energy from the atmosphere, from the ambient surrounding. So I have an instrument that is not going to be subject to resistance or friction. That's so important, Veronica. You know, when you're working with the electromagnetic spectrum, well, these are moving parts. And all of those moving parts introduce friction or entropy.
That's
or
true.
Some type of degradation.
And sparks.
Well, when you're, mm-hmm. yes, when you're working with scalar energy, it's non-moving. There's no moving parts. And that's the difference between my instrument and what I would consider electrical appliances or cars or planes, etc. I have no moving parts. So the key element behind a scalar energy instrument is you have to access scalar energy. Well, scalar energy, once again, is everywhere. So my scalar energy instrument literally allows me to access, to find the doorway, if you will, to that other energy, scalar energy. Well, you only can do that with geometry. So the key behind my instrument is geometry. You have to have the correct geometry in order to gain access to, if you will, the universe of geometric energy, which is scalar energy.
So what kind of geometrics?
it all really boils down to the, it's PHI, fire, feed. Some people call it the golden mean,
right,
or the divine proportion.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1.618. That's the key. You have to have that mathematical computation in place. And in so doing, you can access scalar energy from the ambient environment. I have a scalar energy instrument that facilitates, if you will, that notion. And through various transformers, and I work with a vacuum tube, and ultimately I'm able to funnel that energy into a Tesla coil.
Hmm.
But by the time I get to my Tesla coil with this energy, I have a true standing scalar energy double helix. Scalar energy forms a double helix. And in so doing, once I have that energy, then I can broadcast that energy by way of my Tesla coil. And I do so. And I'm very effective with it.
Well, for the average person, or my listeners aren't really average, actually. They're pretty educated, I think. But to tell us, how can I bring the phi ratio, the golden mean, into my life consciously in order to make a change? How can I do that? Besides using your machine,
And we're doing that naturally. Again, everybody is capable of scalar energy propagation. Everybody is a scalar energy operator.
Hmm.
Our the human heart, the human mind, is a scalar energy instrument, a scalar energy device, if you will.
Do we set it in flow by feelings, by intention?
Yes, we do. Exactly. So every time we think, we're broadcasting what? Scalar energy, which is a double helix, which observes the phi principle. It's a double helix that has incorporated within it the divine proportion, 1.618. Every standing scalar wave has incorporated that notion of phi, 1.618. And every time we feel every heartfelt emotion, we're broadcasting that double helix. Scalar energy always manifests as a double helix. Here's a quick lesson.
Okay.
The stars originate scalar energy, which is a double helix. It's a phase-conjugated wave. Now, when that wave breaks apart, imagine two corkscrews side by side. That's scalar energy. It's a double helix.
Hmm.
When that double helix breaks apart and one strand, if you will, of the helix goes in one direction and the other strand works in a perpendicular fashion to the other, that's electricity and magnetism. It's as simple as that. A double helix is a standing scalar wave.
Hmm.
When a double helix breaks down and will separate, when those two geometries separate, one becomes electricity and the other becomes magnetism.
Uh-huh.
And that's why these two energies are interchangeable, and they frequently convert one to the other. It's as simple as that. Sadly, we've lost track of that. We don't understand that.
Oh, it's fascinating, though, isn't it? You know, it seems kind of simple and very usable. Like, even if people don't have your particular machine, and we'll ask if they can do that, we can provide this scalar wave emanation by being kind of coherent in our feelings and intention. Is that it?
Yes, that's the word. And bravo, you hit the nail on the head. It's coherence. That's what scalar energy is. It makes everything coherent. It unifies everything. It unifies our thoughts, our emotions. Scalar energy is the coherence of the universe.
Hmm.
Bravo. You get it. Right on the head. You hit the nail on the head.
Well, good. Thank you. Thank you for you. What about cancer? Your wonderful woman who helps you work for you, Kelly, Carrie, I'm sorry. She said that you aren't always successful with cancer and that there are reasons for that. And I thought maybe we should talk about that because it's a really big thing right now. And maybe like genetics, it's one of those things you're working on.
Yeah, And she's absolutely right. I do not have success yet with cancer. Do I think it's possible? Yes, I sure do. Why? Well, I'm going to go back in history. There was a man by the name of Antoine Priori.
Mm-hmm.
He lived, he's a European, actually an Italian, and he invented a scalar energy instrument. He called it, it looked like a gigantic plasma tube, and it was. Well, back in the 50s and 60s, he was curing people of cancer.
Oh, wow.
And he had an incredible track record. Well, what was his plasma tube? Well, his plasma tube was creating scalar energy. Many scientists haven't quite put their head around that yet. A plasma state, some people consider plasma state the other state of nature. Well, there's truth to that. Plasma really is a scalar energy force field. When we're looking at plasma in outer space, it really is a if you will, a manifestation of scalar energy. It's not the electromagnetic spectrum. Anyway, long story short, Antoine Priori was working at that time in France. Actually, the French government subsidized him. And with this gigantic plasma tube, he was able to cure both animals and people of cancer.
Wow.
How did he do that? Well, the people were simply positioned directly below this plasma tube. And the plasma tube, its intelligence served to correct the mutation. So scalar energy, a gigantic plasma tube, was able to correct human as well as animal cancers simply by correcting the DNA.
What about the oxygen chambers that they used for hyperbaric chambers in the 30s for curing cancer? Is there a scalar wave link there as well?
There could be. I can't say I'm versed in that, so I'm going to pass on that one.
Oh, you are. I'm looking at all these different healing things here, you know, how exciting they really are. So what happened to him? Is he continuing?
Oh, God bless. Antoine Priori, he never, after a few setbacks, he was never ever able to achieve any more funding for his research project. And now it's just a footnote in history. You can Google or Bing his name and bring up some information on him. I firmly believe that with his gigantic plasma tube, I've seen photographs of it, this is probably 10 feet high, if you will.
Oh, really?
Bigger than my instrument, anyway. Anyway, I believe he had the cure for cancer. And simply put, he created such a strong scalar energy field that strong scalar energy force field automatically reprogram the human genome. I'm saying that Priori had a scalar energy instrument that corrected mutation, and in so doing, he could cure or prevent cancer.
Did you ever want to replicate it?
Yes, I'm going to someday. Very good. I simply have to augment the power that I'm using now.
Yeah.
And if I can do that, if I can have an even stronger scalar energy standing wave, and even more a pronounced scalar energy force field, yes, I'll be able to cure cancer.
And will you be able to make a stronger scalar energy healing wave? Will you be able to make a stronger one by applying more what I like to call sacred geometrics?
Yes, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's really just an application of sacred geometry, and I'm probably going to have to use quartz crystal. I've discovered that natural quartz now is an amplifier of scalar energy. Many people say that quartz has a mind of its own, an intelligence of its own, and it does.
A consciousness,
quartz,
yeah.
Yes, because quartz assumes the intelligence of the stars, starlight or sunlight. Well, what is that intelligence? What is that consciousness? It's scalar intelligence. It's scalar energy. And any crystal has tremendous scalar energy amplifying capacity.
So different crystals would have different messages. Is that it? Messages of scalar?
Exactly. Exactly. So when we are wearing diamonds or sapphires or certain types of precious or semi-precious stones, those stones have intelligence embedded in them. They have scalar energy intelligence that is incorporated in them. And that geometry, that sacred geometry, is quite profound.
Hmm. This is really, really interesting stuff. So where do you get the headshots for these wonderful pathogens?
Great question. Many times when I'm looking for germs, it's either Google or Bing. There's great scientific journals out there. It's just amazing what the internet will provide. I have the world at my fingertips with a computer.
Isn't that wonderful? So you can actually, what am I trying to say? So you can have an impact with your machine in through the internet, can you?
Yes. Yes, I can. That's the beauty of scalar energy. Nothing impedes it.
Mm-hmm.
I frankly can treat any physical object in the universe. All I need is a photograph of that object.
I'm going to be cheeky for a minute, which is part of my nature. You can already tell that. But, you know, we're talking about oneness all over the world, you know, that we're actually all one. And I'm thinking the scalar, the way you're speaking about it, and the two corkscrews and the coherence and the electrical versus magnetic and all that, what you're talking about, there's kind of a potential to make things one all over the place. It starts with us, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. This oneness is the oneness from the Creator.
I know.
Scalar energy is a direct manifestation from the Creator. If you're connected with a Creator by way of scalar energy, the creative strength, you're united with creation.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly it. Now, would you rather be united in the state of perfection or separated in a state of incoherence and imperfection? Well, it's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Scalar energy is unity. It's the divine will. It's the divine consciousness. We are united with God with scalar energy.
And maybe in that term, it would be, so I want to talk about mental health, emotional health, self-esteem in a separate way. Because I was just thinking, as you said that the unity, when we create in ourselves the unity with our own unique purpose, and it's not a competition, I'm the only one in the universe, it's me, that's where I'm in the flow, isn't it? And I'm really flowing.
Yes.
And that leads to everyone else's healing as well, the more each of us does that. Is that right? So that
makes
me think about mental health. I go, okay, so what do you have to say about that?
Exactly, Brock. And now we can see how scalar energy is that unifying principle. Some people will say, well, today I'm in sync. Everything's flowing. Everything's happening. It's simple. It's easy. Well, that's a flow of scalar energy. Some people say, I'm having a great day. I'm very creative. I'm very happy. Well, they're surrounding themselves with scalar energy. Some people call it, I'm in the zone.
Right.
Some people say, I'm very happy. Some people say, I'm on cloud nine. I understand that. I believe them. That's a scalar energy state of being. Why don't we always want to be in that scalar energy state of being?
Why don't we always? We always.
It's a rhetorical question. We always want to be in that perfection. We always want to be in that perfect scalar energy environment, that perfect essence. Here's one for you. I do believe there is heaven. There is a heaven. There is a place that God dwells with his people. Heaven is perfection. What is heaven? Well, Veronica, it's 100% scalar energy. When you go to heaven, it's 100% scalar energy. It's a perfect form of light. And we're going to make it. You and I are going to heaven someday.
Well,
and when we get there, we're going to find nothing but scalar energy. And scalar energy is the animating principle in heaven that makes everybody happy. You cannot get disease in heaven. You cannot get sick in heaven. You cannot be unhappy. It's a place of perfect happiness, perfect health, perfect happiness, perfect intelligence. Why is everybody perfectly happy in heaven? It's nothing but scalar energy. There is no electricity in heaven. That's the perfect example of coherence with God.
Well, you know, it's funny, as many people will say, you know, I'm a counselor and you know that. Many people will say, oh, I just don't want to be here. I don't ever want to come back to Earth again. And I go, well, I do. If we can bring heaven to Earth, like we've heard, it's possible. And that's what you're talking about, is bringing the scalar energy into the reality, whether you call it leaving this plane or being in it, it's okay. It's heaven.
Yes, yes it is. And we can make heaven on earth. Why? By creating a scalar energy environment. How do we do that? Well, again, Veronica does that every day. You're a happy, educated, fun-loving, instructive person that is emphasizing the good. You are projecting the good, and most of us are doing that. Mm-hmm. And most of us then are responsible for creating a scalar energy environment to some capacity. So we're creating heaven on earth. When we separate from God, I can guarantee you, you're not only separating from God in His majesty, but you're severing the scalar energy connection.
But why do people get separate? Like when I think back to mental health, and I see so many people sitting on the street, you know, and they're in pain. They're in emotional pain. I don't think they feel they have any choices in life at all, actually. I don't know if you feel that. And I'm going, how can we help? Can this help them become more healed in their mind and heart and their emotions?
Yes.
Can it help?
Yes.
Do you have any experiences with that?
Yes. When I'm treating people with my scalar energy instrument, many people tell me that they have a sense of well-being or tranquility. Mm-hmm. I firmly believe that scalar energy, again, this perfect environment, this perfect coherence, makes people happy. In many ways, it corrects or harmonizes or balances our seven chakras. In so doing, many people report to me that after a month or two of scalar energy treatments, they're different. They are happier. They see that scalar energy has made an improvement in their life. I would say so. I feel very happy likewise. When I'm working close to my scalar energy instruments and I am within that scalar energy environment, I am likewise happy. I'm very happy.
And that really makes sense. But I don't know if it's just happiness. I think it's broken in a different non-pathogenic way many times. Or maybe it is pathogenic, okay?
Yes, yes. Again, what is good and what is pure and holy is scalar energy. Scalar energy, it's impossible to have imperfection in a scalar energy environment. I'm going to repeat that. A scalar energy environment is all perfect. There can be no degradation, no death, no sickness in a scalar energy environment. It's only when you leave that perfect paradigm, that perfect coherence, that you are introduced to the electromagnetic spectrum, which is resistance, death, decay, degradation.
So, and aging, hey, yeah, that's what you're talking about there, hey?
Mm-hmm.
So it can really work well with that. And so if people want to work with you, I mean, people have, there's two kinds of people. There's the 80 kinds of people, but in the way I'm thinking right now, there are people who have pathogens that would like to have help, and there are people who would love to research the impact on their whole lives through your work. And how do they do that? How do they connect with you?
Okay, the best way is by my website. Everything is centralized under my website. My website is selfhealgo.com. Visit the website. I've written hundreds of articles about not only my research, but what I've discovered as far as treating people with scalar energy. And then I have also included many other researchers that I resonate with who are, in my mind, incredible scalar energy researchers, all driving the point home that scalar energy should be acknowledged and embraced by mankind.
Wonderful. I really enjoy your website, and everybody will get testimonials and articles and interviews. Maybe you'll put this interview on it, Tom. That'd be great.
Oh, of course. Why not?
And I have to sign off now because they're going to hook me off stage here. And I really, really enjoyed talking to you and letting you let me push to make sure we all understood exactly what you were doing. And one of the things I really, really love about your work is you're very, very conscious in your speech about how you're always learning and you're breaking through all kinds of limitations. And I'm very excited about that.
Thank you. Exactly. I appreciated your time likewise. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening to our Paradigm Shifter this week. And it'll be podcasted on my site, veronicaentwistle.com. Stitcher and iTunes coming up very soon. Many, many blessings.